Okay, if we received a signal, in all likelihood, I doubt that it would be incidental transmissions. I would imagine it would be an intended transmission. And that's just me saying that, but I would think an intended transmission would have a far better chance of making it here and being deciphered than would just incidental television, microwave, and what have you. Wouldn't you imagine that?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, we do have the second law of thermodynamics, which says that anytime you have, you know, energy being produced in a certain place, you have energy loss, meaning that energy will seep out. You cannot hide your presence.
All right.
According to the laws of thermodynamics, you always create waste heat, so that there will be waste electromagnetic, waste radiation coming from a planet, no matter how they try to keep their presence a secret. It will broadcast, and, you know, that's what the SETI people are hoping. They're hoping that it's going to be in the hydrogen frequencies, because that's the only frequencies that they look at right now. But if that
by the way, is that going to change with this new setup, with the new
350? No, that's why I still give it a few percent, in the sense that there are a lot of frequencies out there, and there are a lot of ways to massage frequencies. You can split up speed frequencies. You can transform these frequencies. You know, even your email is compressed and is transformed when your email is sent. So there's a good chance that their email, their transmissions will also be compressed and transformed. So it's not going to be simple. It's not going to be just the hydrogen frequencies.
Well, yeah, we've got the whole VHF, UHF, and then microwave region to be looking in, even up into light, for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, the hydrogen frequency is but one and kept fairly clear for the purposes we're discussing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, my gosh, it could be virtually anywhere. So even these 350 telescopes are going to be looking at or near the hydrogen frequency.
That's right. And they're not going to look for laser frequencies, for example. You know, instead of having these radiations spread out as the inverse square law, you can have laser beams concentrate energy much more efficiently than electromagnetic spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
What they're looking for is waste heat. That is the second law of thermodynamics, waste electromagnetic radiation that leaks out. They're looking for the Isle of Lucy transmissions that accidentally seep out into outer space, and you have no control over them, right?
Right.
If these aliens communicate by laser beams, they'll be directed. And it'd be much more difficult to eavesdrop on their conversations if they use directed energy like lasers. But, of course, you know, our equipment is not sensitive to those frequencies. So that's why I only give it a few percent. But it's the best shot we've had since the beginning of this whole process back in the post-war era.
How likely is it, Professor, that another civilization would recognize hydrogen, the hydrogen marker, as a pretty spiffy place to send an intentional signal?
I think it's pretty stupid.
However,
it's the only thing we have. Hydrogen is universal, so the SETI people say, why not? You know,
pretty stupid.
I think it's a pretty stupid idea. However, they have a point, and that is they only have so much money. There are a lot of frequencies to look at, and they don't have the money to scan all frequencies. So they look at what are called the watering hole frequencies that any civilization in outer space would know, the hydrogen frequencies. But, you know, it's like the Pony Express. Today we don't think that the Pony Express is the most efficient way to communicate, right? There are more efficient ways than the Pony Express. So we keep on assuming that they're as primitive as us. Okay, we assume that they have radio telescopes, that they are primitive just like us, that they're not that sophisticated, which I think is kind of silly. That's why I think still, even with this massive influx of funds, it's still a few percent chance that we'll actually receive signals from outer space. But hey, a few percent is a lot better than 0.0001%.
That's right. It's very exciting, actually, yes.
Yeah.